It's the first day of November. On the phone line with us here on the Closing Mark Report to like take a look at what happened in Chicago is Dan Zwicker. He's in Mandeville, Louisiana with CGB Enterprises. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Hi, Todd.
Okay, so what do you see in the charts that interest you most this week?
Well, the thing that I spot right away is a head and shoulder bottom formation in soybeans. You can kind of call the early October break probably as a right shoulder, the mid-November low as a head, and then the break that we had here on Monday, and then 2 or 3 days there is just kind of walling around as a right shoulder. Now, that's not confirmed yet. You have to have, I'd say on a lead futures basis, we're going to have some closes above 0.1575. Those are the we had a couple reaction high points there at 1574.5 or 1574.25. So, in order to confirm that head and shoulders as a legitimate bottom and a formation that you could project a higher move on, you'd need to have some pretty good closes above this 1575 area. The January contract, I think, is high. Is 1576 that you kind of need to clear. And I think then that all of a sudden, if that would be validated, then that kind of opens the gates from a technical perspective anyway for November beans to take a run at the 660s. On a lead futures basis, the 1676 area is the 62% retracement level of the fall decline. So, those are two areas that I think a lot of technical traders will be kind of looking at. But we got to have some fundamental ammunition to get up in there. And right now, I'm not too sure we have that.
Now, these are patterns that are showing up in the daily charts, but not daily. In the weekly charts, correct?
No, okay. Correct.
And
correct.
What's the difference in the power between the two?
Well, weekly, I mean, anything, the bigger the chart, probably the more powerful the formation is, but the longer it takes for it to develop. Whereas when you're in a daily chart situation, if this is any good, it should develop here within the next week or two. Now, if it was in a weekly deal, it could take a month for it to develop. And if it was in a monthly chart, it could take a half a year for something like that to develop. So it's just a matter of, looking right. at how small you want to look at the picture.
On the short term then, for the daily, is there fundamental support for the head and shoulders bottom?
Well, the first thing I would say is maybe the expectations that everybody's looking for a bigger production number maybe is not realized on the November report. We're going to see FC Stone here in a little bit. We're going to have Infoma Economics out tomorrow. And then USGA, I think, is next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe USGA doesn't confirm a bigger crop, that would give you the ammunition to do that, because the market is anticipating maybe another bushel increase in yield, national average yield, and if that would be the case, then that would happen. The other thing would be problems in the South American growing season. We do have probably too much rain in the northern region of Argentina. Heavy floods, delayed plantings. There's some already maybe talking about a 5 million ton cut in their soybean production and a 5 million ton cut in the corn production, but it's still early. And but if you would have some problem there, maybe that expands, gets worse, that could trigger the move. Or, like I said, maybe USGA doesn't confirm that we have a bigger crop, and the crop stays pretty close to what the November report was. That would maybe have the fuel to kind of punch it on up in there.
Soybeans are short enough that it just seems probably to you that this market should stay at least steady, if not go higher then.
Yeah, that's my guess. I mean, China it was a big buyer here earlier in the week. They took advantage of that hedge fund liquidation break there on Monday. And that's why the market has just basically found firm. It's just continued firm the rest of the week. So China continues to be a good buyer. We're the only supplier in the world for a while. And like I said, if you would get South America, some hiccups going on in the South American crop, things could change in a quick order here.
Any patterns in the corn that you've been watching?
Well, corn market, kind of been watching kind of a wedge-type formation. We've had a couple lows down here at this 732 and a half on December corn. And then we've each rally high has been a little lower than the previous one. So you've kind of got a little four-week downtrending line in play here. Today, we were kind of poking our nose above that. It kind of comes into play here around this 759, 760 area. But it looked like, when the day is over with, that there was enough resistance there to turn it down. And we ended up, closing corn down here roughly 4 cents or 5 cents. So that's going to be kind of a hard spot. I ultimately think it will be penetrated, we're probably going to have to see some production numbers. For the most part, the trade, I think, is kind of geared up for maybe a little smaller production number. We'll see whether or not USDA gives it to them. If we got a little smaller production number, a tighter balance sheet, then maybe that might be enough to kind of poke it on up there and find some buy stops and technical buying that could maybe propel a 30, 40-cent rally type thing in corn market.
December corn touching the 50-day, I think, today on the top side. But the 50, the 20, the 10, the 100-day moving averages all converging together in kind of that coil pattern. Does that spell good or bad news?
Well, I think the way the thing is teeing up, now I watch 25-day rather than the 20,
right?
And it's been flattening out over the past 3-4 weeks as the market basically went flat. So if you could get corn to start closing a little higher in here, it wouldn't take much to get that 25-day to cross over the 50, and then that would be a pretty good buy signal from the moving average crowd. The moving average crowd will probably start probing alongside the first close above the 50-day. But once you got that, then it'll be a matter of time that you'll get the 25-day to cross over for a solid buy. And then, like I said, if that would all kind of come into place here, you could maybe pop this market 30 cents pretty quick.
Wheat futures, what do you see?
Same old, same old. Wheat futures basically remain in their sideways to lower trend that they've been in basically since July. The only thing that I can say that if you imagine enough, you can maybe find a little head and shoulder bottom formation inside this sideways to lower trend. And then the price action basically over the past 4 weeks is probably more consistent with a sideways market than one of a sideways to lower. It's kind of like in the corn market, we just need some kind of fuel here to get it to go. I suppose further deterioration of the weekly crop rating levels. Wheat's got the worst crop rating levels or the worst start in over 20 years. I think before long you're really going to see Black Sea wheat supplies dry up. And I think that alone could start bringing some export demand to the United States. So I'm a little optimistic that demand is going to start improving in wheat. And if we don't start getting some good rains into the wheat growing areas, we're going to go into dormancy with some pretty poor rating levels. And I think that adds kind of fuel to the fire. So I'm kind of in the camp that wheat should kind of fall into some kind of seasonal pattern and maybe strengthen into the winter months.
Thank you so much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker is with CGB Enterprises. He joins us from Mandeville, Louisiana, on this Thursday afternoon.